Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. On this morning's show, I'd like to inform you a little bit about the new Master Gardener hotline that we have rolling out this month, and also discuss the control of crabgrass in home lawns. Well, as I said, starting this month, our OSU Extension office here in Fulton County will begin offering the community a Master Gardener hotline on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Now, during these times, trained Master Gardener volunteers will be available to answer home horticulture type questions, those being lawn, landscape, tree type questions, garden questions, or home pest questions that you might bring in to our office to get some information. While home horticulture questions have been answered for years, this new Master Gardener hotline is being piloted from April through September this year using exclusively volunteers. Popular home horticulture questions that have been addressed in the past include those about fruit and vegetable production, tree, insect, or disease damage, garden fertility, lawn repair and maintenance, insect or weed identification, and in some cases, composting. Questions or issues may need some time to be researched, and on-the-spot answers may not be possible. So we'll take a little time, do some research, and get some answers back from those volunteers. There are no costs associated with questions that are addressed by the hotline. However, we do offer soil testing for homes, lawns, and gardens for $15 per sample, and that includes recommendations. If you're unable to walk in your questions or your samples, you can always call us at 419-337-9210, email, or ask on our Fulton County OSU Extension Facebook page. One of the Master Gardener lawn maintenance related questions that we usually get this time of year is how to improve your home lawn, and especially a little bit about how to prevent crabgrass. An article, some excerpts from an article written by our Buckeye Yard and Garden online team, want to talk just a little bit about that today. From a soil perspective, we've been watching the ground temperatures over the past few weeks, and as recent as last Friday, soil temperatures at our Northwest Research Station were 52 degrees, just enough to really promote green growth. However, yesterday, the soil temperature was a mere 42 degrees, so we're still having quite a few swings in that upper 2 inches of soil temperature on a daily basis. We're still waiting on Mother Nature to warm up. With these rains and some warmth, the lawn is beginning to grow and the weeds are not far behind. Some of the earliest emerging broadleaf weeds have begun to emerge. The biggest problem with weeds and turf grass is reduced beautification value or aesthetic value. Although some weeds can outcompete turf grass when management is reduced, the biggest annual grass weeds in turf grass are crabgrass, foxtail, and annual bluegrass. So let's talk just a little bit about crabgrass. Crabgrass emergence begins slowly when soil temperatures in the upper 2 inches of the soil reach 54 degrees Fahrenheit for 7 days in a row and there's moisture available. 54 degrees Fahrenheit occurs many times when the dogwoods begin to flower or the forsythia flowers. The current soil temperature, as I mentioned, was about 42 degrees. That was 42 to 44 degrees over the last week. Based upon the current 10-day forecast, it's not really likely that you need to apply crabgrass preventer yet, but it will be soon that you need to be doing that. Waiting to apply crabgrass preventer until just before emergence will ensure control of both smooth and large crabgrass species later into the season. Peak crabgrass emergence is from mid-May to July 1st when the soil temperatures really warm up. Crabgrass preventer must be applied before plants emerge, otherwise it will not be effective. There are some that have a little bit of post-emergent effect. Some herbicides have a little bit of post-emergent effect, but for best results, apply before the crabgrass emerges. If crabgrass densities are really high, a post-emergent herbicide application can be required, which should probably be conducted by a commercial or a professional lawn care service. Maybe a little bit more expensive than do-it-yourselfers are not willing to pay. When applying these post-emergent herbicides, the applicator needs to be sure that there's thorough coverage and that you do not mow for 2 to 3 days before and after the herbicide application to maximize the efficacy. So those are some of the things that will be happening if they haven't already around the home lawn and garden. Be aware in the next few days and week about lawns greening up and it being a good time to get on your crabgrass preventer on your home lawns. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker. Hear us again next week on WMTR. Make it a great week.